The South Australian city of Port Pirie is home to one of the largest smelters in the world and has been a leading centre for lead and zinc smelting for over a century. However, the emissions from this Nystar smelter, including sulphur dioxide and lead, pose a number of health risks to residents. A recent study by researchers from Macquarie University looked at the high pollution in the city and the effects on its children. Brendan Phillips finds out more.
Since 1889, the city of Port Pirie in South Australia has been a prominent centre for lead and zinc smelting. Today, it is the location of one of the world's largest primary lead smelting facilities run by Nystar, and a new study conducted by researchers from Macquarie University examined the risk of harm to local residents, including that of children. Researcher Mark Taylor, Professor of Environmental Science at Macquarie University, explains just how Port Pirie is being exposed to the pollution through the smelting.
And that smelter emits quite significant pollution into the atmosphere from its stack and also from all of the dusts and waste materials stored in and around the port and the operations of Port Pirie. And that dust and those emissions get blown across the city and they are then deposited in urban environments, in people's homes, in their gardens, in outdoor surfaces, and that's what results in exposure.
Cynthia Isley, postdoctoral research fellow at Macquarie University, who was also involved in the research, explains that while some environmental regulations are being met, around half of children under the age of 5 had high levels of lead in their blood.
Environmental regulations regarding lead in soil, and there's environmental regulations regarding the lead in the air, and the lead in air requirements are being met in Port Pirie at the moment, but we're still seeing just over half of the children with higher than acceptable blood lead levels. So the current environmental regulations basically aren't sufficient.
The maximum acceptable blood lead level in Australia is 5 micrograms per deciliter, and Isley explains that a number of studies have shown that numbers higher than this can have a series of effects on children, including the lowering of IQs and behavioural problems.
Well, it affects their IQ, basically, and it can affect their developmental outcomes. And this carries on. Often it's seen later in life, and there have been studies by universities in Adelaide and in New Zealand showing the effects that this has on children. And the New Zealand study showed that as adults, they were underperforming compared to other adults who hadn't been exposed to lead as a child.
However, it is not just lead that is being emitted from the smelting, but also other toxic chemicals such as sulphate dioxide, which Taylor explains is a cause of conditions such as asthma.
The other exposures in the city include sulphur dioxide, which is emitted when they smelt the sulphidic ores. And the sulphur dioxide is a gas, gets into the atmosphere, and when that gas comes into contact with moisture, such as nasal passages, that produces sulfuric acid, and that results in irritation of the respiratory tract, bronchitis, or other general respiratory infections, or asthma, for example.
Data from emergency room presentations has shown that residents of all ages in Port Pirie visited the emergency room up to more than twice the rate than that of the rest of South Australia, while children are disproportionately affected.
As lead in air is increased, so as lead in air increases, so does blood lead in the children. And also we showed that as sulphur dioxide emissions increase, we also see an increased rate of presentations to the emergency department for respiratory disease.
John Glover, the director of the Public Health Information Development Unit, has collected data from Port Pirie in the past and states there is a difference in lead levels and those being tested according to the various socioeconomic areas in the city.
We can see that in the two most well-off areas, that's covering 40% of kids in this age group, 0 to 4, 82% participate. But when you look at the 20% of areas, the most disadvantaged areas, only 54% of kids are participating.
Because screening tests in Australia are voluntary, Glover states that it can be hard to gain an accurate reading on the number of those affected by the emissions.
Given that the most disadvantaged kids are living closest to the smelter, we know, therefore, that the lead levels that are being reported are underreported. Because if we had all of the kids, instead of 54% of them, even as many as the well-off areas, like 80%, participating, you'd have more kids showing higher blood levels because they're the ones who are closest to the smelter.
The emissions spread through the city, covering everything from playgrounds to houses. So various cleaning programs have been implemented
to help
address this.
Yeah, but clearly it hasn't worked because 50% of the kids, more than 50% of the kids under 5 have a blood lead over the national upper acceptable value of 5 micrograms per deciliter. So if all of those programs had worked, we wouldn't see so many children exposed.
So what does the future hold for Port Pirie? There is currently a transition to new smelting technology, which will be cleaner and will most likely contribute to the lowering of lead rates in the blood of children of Port Pirie.
Well, they've had quite old smelter technology, and this new transition period in the last 3 years or so has focused on replacing the existing and older smelter technology with new smelting technology, which is supposedly going to be much cleaner and much more efficient, which will reduce the amount of emissions into the environment. So much so we would anticipate that children's blood leads will fall in due course.
Mark Taylor, Professor of Environmental Science at Macquarie University, ending that report by Brendan Phillips.